Shackles on, baby, please don't go. get you way down here. I'll make you walk the log, babe, please don't go.
Polar View and the Raiders.
That was.
That's Penny Lane.
And that's Captain Dan.
Yeah.
You're looking pretty chill over there.
I am. I'm tired.
Oh my God, we're so tired.
Yeah.
I didn't sleep well last night. You had a busy day.
Yeah.
Just, we're getting too old for this, maybe.
We should ask Jared if we push the show to like 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, dude. I need to be home. I'm serious.
Seriously, we are in bed by now.
We usually like between 9:30 and 10 are like, oh, yeah, so
start
tired.
Winding down. Yeah, just, yeah.
So this kind of always throws us for a loop, but we love it.
Yeah,
it's good. It's a good time slot.
It is.
I mean, we can suck it up.
Yeah, by the time I get home, it is time for bed.
Time for bed, usually. And then there's the odd days when the set list has like pumped us up when we get home and we just can't sleep.
Yes.
This might be that day.
It might be.
I don't know. We're both whipped, man.
We'll see how we are at the end of the show.
So today's show is kind of garage rock, going back to when I used to DJ at Mod Night kind of set. This is the stuff that we're... I'm just scrolling through. I'd say 90% of these tracks were in my heavy rotation when I was DJing in the clubs. So you're getting a treat to the Penny Lane.
We're getting 100% pure Penny Lane here tonight.
Yeah, it's all me.
Yep.
But yeah, it's so funny. I love Spotify because the curated playlists that they get for you or give for you are usually pretty spot on.
Yeah.
And I've been digging these day lists lately, and my day list on Monday was like a garage rock psychedelic one. And I was like, I haven't done a show like that in a while. So I kind of pulled some of my favorites out, and that's what you're getting today.
Ooh, yeah. Fancy stuff.
Started off with Roger and the Gypsies with Pass the Hatches, which is a great song to dance to. And it's so funny because like when I started DJing in the clubs, I always had the first set because I was new, right? The newbies kind of open it, and I loved it and I hated it. I loved it because I could play whatever I want because nobody's in the bar at 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nobody's there. So it was great. I could play songs like Pass the Hatchet. But then I got better and was doing later sets. I'd do stuff like Van Morrison and them, Baby Please Don't Go. And even Paul Revere and the Raiders with Good Thing.
Good Thing.
Good Thing. Yeah, it seems like a lifetime ago that I did that. I haven't DJed in a club in a long time.
Huh.
Am I overdue?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't really miss it. But sometimes I do. Like we caught Maude Marty for his birthday at the Red River City Soul Club.
Yep.
Was that a couple weekends ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he had opened up the decks to anybody who brought records. And then I forgot. And he was like, oh, did you bring some records? And I was like, I didn't. And then I'm like, after a while, I was thinking, I'm like, man, I should have just grabbed like a box of 45s. That would have been fun. I haven't done it in a long time. Something to think about anyway. Packed show. Because all these songs are like max
like 2 minutes long. 2-3 minutes long. So you're going to get
like
500 songs.
That's another thing I hated about DJing because I did Mod Garage Rock Nights and it was this stuff. Do you know how hard it is to be flipping records every 2.5 minutes?
It's like Marty when he's doing his stuff.
Exactly.
You know, it's just like, you know.
It's hard because then people want to talk to you and you need sometimes a break.
It's like, you know what? I got a minute 45 left.
Make it snappy. Yeah. It was a challenge. But anyway, lots of good stuff.
Yes.
We're going to go into the next set.
Ooh.
It was so funny. One of the things somebody told me, and I think it was the Invisible Man, was like, if you can get the girls to dance, then your dance floor will fill up. The girls will always dance first.
Yeah.
And they'll bring the guys out. And this song, every time, floor filler.
Except for a song called Bobby, he'll be out there, you know, just...
Oh, yeah. There's always one or two.
Yeah.
There's always one or two. But this one, if we had a floor that wasn't filling up, you'd play some 96 Tears and it would...
Yes.
The girls would come out and the guys would come out.
It's one of my favorite songs.
So good.
Yeah.
Question mark in the Mysterians. Here you go.
Who?
Two-minute teardrop for one heart to be crying. Two-minute teardrop for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now. Since you left me, you're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there.
on top. You'll be right down there, looking up and out my way. Come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now. I'll just cry, cry, I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry, 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 cry 96 tears. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears.
Preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No parking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Inside a big brown moon, how does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
Walk the straight and narrow, never fly around. Till one night at a party, I met you, baby Jane. I was a fool to lose my cool, but you drive me insane. I ain't masochistic, but why do I dig the pain?
I don't know, I don't know, but my more Jane, you messed me up.
Attracted to you, I can never tell. It must be your perfume that fills a room I love to smell. You are my ruination, you knock me off my feet. I can't resist temptation, thinking of your love so sweet.
I don't know, I don't know, my morning you mess me up.
the fittest in the forest like a tree. I might as well be hemlock, oh, the way you're choking me. The sky's getting cloudy, there's a veil over my life. Somebody help me through the fog, go cut it with a knife. I don't know, I don't know. Mama old Jane, you messed me up. Promise we'll go places, so take me for a while. But I know that your face is wearing automatic smile. The dream I painted on you should have been indelible ink, but it just washes off much faster than my eye can blink. I don't know, I'm holding you, mess me up. Human in drag, without a heart you wander in your own private bag. And when I told you I loved you and to you I was a slave, you said you speak of things not real, so kindly do behave. I don't know, I don't know. Mama old Jane, you messed me up. I don't know.
That is the one, the only king of drums, Sandy Nelson.
Ooh, Sandy Nelson.
We had a discussion about Sandy Nelson this weekend.
Yep.
What?
Because I found one of his records in my record collection. I'm like, what?
Who the frick is this?
Where the hell did they get this from?
Like, that drummer dude, Sandy Nelson.
Like Dave Grohl?
No. Older. And then I couldn't.
Ringo Starr.
Right? I'm like, no. And then I couldn't remember the name of the song. I was like, something about like drumming and let it drum. Or so yeah. We ended up asking the old Google at home. And
yes. And Google at home does not steer us wrong.
No. And I love it. I love Sandy Nelson. So that's Let There Be Drums. That's the name of the song.
Let There Be Drums.
which begs the question, Captain Dan.
Yes.
You have a Sandy, you had, have a Sandy Nelson record in your collection and you didn't know it?
No.
Because you didn't listen to it.
That's right.
This is what happened, folks, when you start buying lots of records. There's just not enough time.
Yeah.
Anyway, welcome back. Punks and Parkas.
101.5 UMFM and yes, on the face on Mondays.
Oh, yes. Replay Mondays on the face. Yep. Loving it over there out of Brooklyn.
Yes.
Oh, what do we play? 96 Tears by Question Mark and the Mysterians. It's so funny as we're playing this. I'm like, this is such a dumb song. And you're like, you picked it. The Hombres, Let It All Hang Out. I love it. It's so dumb, but I love it. And then... I kind of had a discussion about who the frick am I if I'm playing Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels on this show.
Right?
Baby Jane, Momo Jane. I don't know. It came up on that Garage Rock playlist and I was like, you know, bopping my head. That song has a great start. And then I remember I put it on the list and I was like, whoa, wait a second.
I look at it this way. If Quentin Tarantino puts
yeah.
artists like that in his movies, it's not that bad.
He thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
He's the like litmus test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm all right. I guess I'm okay then about Bob Seger too then.
Yes.
Thank God. And again, finished it off with Sandy Nelson with
Let There Be Drums.
So speaking of records and finding records that we haven't listened to, and we've been pulling records out of our collection for the last week or a half, week and a bit, yeah. 2 weeks, in preparation for, drum roll please, I'm going to get the name right because I have it written here, Manitoba's largest record and music sale. At the Kubota Center this Sunday.
Yeah, I'll be there.
You will be there. I won't.
Yeah.
I'm making sure our dog doesn't tear apart our house.
Yes. If you want records, CDs, cassettes.
Memorabilia.
Come see me.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We, like I said, we pulled some tasties out of our own personal collection this time. We've thinned the shelves a bit.
Yeah, and hey, kids, if you like, do you like stickers?
Oh, we got stickers.
Slap
a sticker on it. But speaking of... I got in my hand here something.
Oh, what do you got there, Penny Lane?
I can hear it. I got two passes.
Ooh.
For free admission to this record sale. There is a fee at the door. I can't remember what it is, like five.
I think it's like $5 or something.
So if you want to save that and pay it on a cup of coffee.
Or
a record, yes. You can find records for $2, $5.
That's right. We got some.
Search, yeah. Then be a caller here, caller, at 269-8636 after we're done talking, when the music's playing, call.
Yeah.
First person who calls in is going to get them.
Yes.
There is a stipulation, though.
You have to pick them up tomorrow.
You have to pick them up by end of business day tomorrow. Yeah. So about 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yes.
I would say, knowing Jared or Michael, make it 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. But that is the only stipulation. So if you can make it down to University Center here at the University of Manitoba, and you want to go to the record sale, call in 269-8636. And when we got the music playing, we will get to the phones and take your information down. And there'll be two passes here.
Yep.
As long as you can pick them up tomorrow.
You have to.
Yeah, because nobody's here Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. So you have to pick them up tomorrow.
You got to pick them up tomorrow. So yeah, the record sale's going on.
Yep.
Some really cool stuff we got.
Yes.
And we even today we found some more stuff to slap on there. So we're going to be busy the next few days prepping for that. It's going to be exciting. And then in a couple weeks. Well, you're wearing it on your chest there. The Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market.
That's right. And both of us will be there.
I will be there this time.
Yes.
Yeah, because you're probably going to need the help.
Yes.
That's a busy freaking market. Yeah, so whatever we don't get wiped out of on Sunday.
Well, we'll still have 2 weeks to replenish our stock if we need to. So.
And we may keep a few choice albums back.
Choice little nuggets back.
You know, for you punk rock flea marketers. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It will be.
It is at on Wellington Avenue, the Victoria Inn?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, it's the one closest to the airport where the old record sale used to be for those of you in Winnipeg. So come on down. I believe it's still free to get in.
Yeah.
If I'm so... correct. We got the list. We're getting all, now that we're vendors, we're starting to get all the information of like booths and who's going to be there. I think there's like almost 100 vendors.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yes.
Bring cash.
Bring cash.
I will stipulate that. Bring cash, because not everybody does e-transfer. Yeah. And not everybody is going to have
like one of those little squares.
Yeah. Yeah. So we decided, depending on the situation, if somebody's buying a lot, we'll do an e-transfer.
Yeah.
But if you're doing like $5-$10, no. It's just too much work for us to manage what we're doing. But definitely bring cash. And I can speak from experience, going to the record sale there for years. Do not rely on the bank machine there to have cash, because it always
runs out.
Okay. Yeah. So go the day before, you know,
yeah,
get your sock full of quarters then and bring it on Sunday.
Yes. So we don't want quarters, please. No.
Oh,
quarters.
God, no. Loonies, maybe.
Yeah, that'd
Loonies
be better.
Would be better. Yeah. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going on. What else, Captain Dan?
It's St. Patrick's Day on Sunday.
Yes.
So all the pubs are going to be pouring the green beer and spanging shillelaghs. And
spanging shillelaghs.
I don't know what spanging is, but, you know, we're going to spang shillelaghs.
Okay, yeah.
It's supposed to be slap and bang and or spank. Whatever.
Like, where are you going with this? This show does play during the day.
That's why I said spank and shillelaghs.
Yeah, so if that's your bag.
Yeah.
There's many pubs in the city who will be open early.
Yep.
And it's a Sunday.
Yes.
So everybody's calling in on Monday.
Yeah.
If people call in, you know why. Is that why they gave Hunter school Monday off? Not for the kids, for the
I was going to say the kids.
The teachers. God. Well, there are some teenagers.
That's true.
But yeah, like Shannon's Irish Pub always has a fantastic time at St. Patrick's Day. So if that is your bag.
Or if you like karaoke, go check out the Legion on River. They're having karaoke.
They're having
on Sunday.
Karaoke for St. Patty's.
Yeah, I think it's Irish songs only. So that
everybody's singing a Danny Boy.
Yep.
Oy vey. Oh, Danny. No, but yeah, it'll be fun.
Yep.
And what else, man?
The Violent Femmes are coming to Winnipeg in May.
Right, that was announced this week.
Tickets are going to sale tomorrow.
Yeah, there was it the 30th anniversary.
Something like that.
Album. I can't remember the name. We're so unprepared. But
we're so prepared.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow for that show at the Burt.
Yeah.
So recommend, if you're interested, you jump on that. I have a feeling.
It's probably going to sell out.
It's probably going to sell out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That means what time did I go on sale?
Probably 10.
So I got to get up early?
Yeah.
Shit. I'm up early anyway.
Yeah. And if you're into politics and you like human rights and you like music,
yes,
go check out the Museum for Human Rights. They got that really cool musical extravaganza going on there.
Talk about it. I'm going to pull it up on.
It's going running right till September, I believe.
Yeah.
But we're going to go check it out next weekend. Winnipeg, so it's going to be kind of cool.
Rights.
Museum.
Winnipeg Museum of Human Rights. You know, if we were prepared.
If we were more prepared, but that was just something that popped into my head. Because they're going to have Rage Against the Machine's tour bus there.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much our little red van.
Right?
Yeah. So that's going to be kind of cool to see this.
I can't find it.
And tomorrow night, there's like something with like cover artisting and Joni Mitchell tracks and Alanis Morissette songs.
Yeah. So if you're into, like you said, music and using music as a means for political change.
Yep.
Definitely check it out.
Check it out.
It's so funny. I laugh because it's our anniversary next weekend.
Yeah.
So that's our date, right? We're going to go to the museum. We're going to check it out. And then we're going to go have dinner. And I'm like, how dumb are we that we're going to go to a new museum focusing on human rights, which I've heard is heavy for our anniversary? Are we rethinking this now? Or?
Nope.
I was thinking about that today. I'm like, oh.
Because it's really important. That stuff.
It is important.
It is. Especially to the people that are camped out behind the Human Rights Museum with the search in the landfills. That's a big priority right now.
Big priority. Huge. Yeah. No, I agree. And I've wanted to go for a long time, so I'm very excited to go. So check that out.
Yes.
I guess that's maybe.
I think that's all we got that's coming up that I can think of right now.
Yeah, you did.
I washed my car today. That's about it.
Well, everybody washed their car today.
Yes, they did.
Spring is almost. I don't want to jinx it.
Yeah.
Is it almost sprung?
Almost sprung.
There's a lot of melt. We saw two of Canada's Cobra chickens outside. Yep. So pretty soon the university will be overthrown.
Oh, they're already landing by my work. So that's coming in droves.
Watch your ankles, people. The next few months are going to be hairy.
Yep.
So let's play some music.
Yeah.
So the other, I cook us dinner usually. Yep. So I usually slap a record on because I start cooking and then you come home and dinner's ready for you on the table.
Yes.
You
like
are
a, like a good housewife.
So freaking spoiled, dude. But I slap on a record.
Yeah.
And I was listening to the Head Coatees the other day when you came in, and they were doing a song called Davy Crockett.
Yeah.
And then on the same album, two tracks later, they did a song called Santa Claus, which was a version of Davy Crockett, which is a version of the song I'm going to play.
Oh, let's hear this song.
So this is Farmer John by the Police.
Ooh.
Farmer John.
Summertime's here, kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad, a world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass.
that never passed, and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are. It's another world, you and your girl, and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah, let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOP, TOP, it's the top, it's the top. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes, start to climb some mountains. Hey, here we go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Let's close our eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah. Because I'm swimming in beauty, it's all around. Let's take a trip, fly from the ground. Whoa, whoa, oh, yeah. Let's take a trip. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me, and the dreams we see. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, come on, baby. You're doing it right.
somebody help me, please. I can't forget about her. I got a one-track mind. Maybe I'm a stubborn fool. Somebody please tell me what to do. Don't try to tell me some girl will be taking her place.
Yeah.
So should we ruin that song for everybody moving forward?
My wife's bisexual.
You will never.
You'll never, never not hear
not
that song.
Hear that now. I was telling you how I was sitting in the pub version of the Toad in the Hole when it was downstairs. So like 90s, 2000s, I was sitting at the bar down there having a drink, and this older guy, that song was playing over the speakers, and the older guy's like, listen. He's like, what do you think he's saying? And I knew the song. I'm like, my white bicycle. And he's like, my wife's bisexual. I'm like, oh, damn you. So every time. Anyway, that's a group tomorrow.
Yep.
Good headphones song.
Good headphone song.
Oh, yeah. The Knickerbockers with One Track Mind. The lyrics with So What? 2 exclamation parts.
2.
Sir Douglas Quintet.
She's about a mover.
She's about. Kim Fowley.
With The Trip.
Oddly enough, the man who discovered The Runaways. Castaways, Liar, Liar, and started that all off with The Premieres.
Yay.
With Farmer John.
Farmer John.
So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We can probably get 2 tracks in.
No, there's only 3.
I know there's 3, there's but 3. I think we're only going to get 2.
Yes. So, well, you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so.
Yeah, that's true.
She can't count.
No, I can't. I'm going to skip the Easy Beats one. So we're going to go to the Pretty Things with Walking Through My Dreams and finish it off with a Canadian garage rock classic.
The Ugly Ducklings.
Ugly Ducklings. See you all at the record sale this weekend.
Yeah, I'll see you guys this weekend.
And take care, and we'll catch you soon.
See you guys. Adios, amigos. Fuck with Dios. Hey.
When I'm unhappy and in my eyes things are bad, I just have to close them all and suddenly I'm glad. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not free. I never worry cause I never get the time. You sweep our thoughts away when you cross my mind. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not sleepy head in case the vision goes. Here in purple velvet now where time and motion slows. Walking through my dreams at night, you're walking through my dreams at night. Walking through my dreams and I'm not sleeping. Dreams at night, walking through my dreams and I'm not sleeping.